I'm Steve Miller. Toronto police are seeking video and photos from people and businesses in the area where a gunman killed two people and shot 12 others in the Greetown neighborhood of Canada. The attack ended with the suspect also being killed. Speaking on CTV, Toronto Councillor Paula Fletcher says lawmakers have to address the issue of guns in the city.
We have to do something about guns. We have a gun problem in the city of Toronto. Why do we need guns, handguns, or any other types of guns within the city limits? It's just ridiculous.
Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders said the shooting was not random and terrorism has not been ruled out. Senior Iranian officials are downplaying President Trump's warning of unprecedented consequences for Tehran should it threaten the United States. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
An Iranian analyst, Saeed Lelouz, says he isn't worried about President Trump's remarks and tweets, which he describes as propaganda. Lelouz believes Trump's attitude so far has been different from his words, and it's unlikely such a tweet will have any impact inside Iran, while a high-ranking Iranian officer says the warning of unprecedented consequences for Iran should it threaten the US is nothing but psychological warfare. A lawmaker too tells the Associated Press that he doubts it would come to a military confrontation between Iran and America, despite the escalating rhetoric. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame is praising China's treatment of Africa as an equal, calling it a revolutionary posture in world affairs and more precious than money. Kagame made the remarks Monday after signing bilateral agreements with the visiting Chinese President Xi Jinping. Some African governments increasingly depend on loans from Chinese banks to finance ambitious infrastructure projects. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte vowed Monday to sustain the momentum of his bloody war on drugs. VOA's Martin Secrets reports.
Duterte told the nation,
"Illegal drugs war will not be sidelined. Instead, it will be as relentless and chilling, if you will, as on the day it began."
Duterte told a joint session of Congress the anti-narcotics campaign, which has earned him international notoriety, was far from over. New Patriotic Alliance spokesperson Renato Reyes said Duterte should not be focusing on his drug war or amending the Constitution.
They want answers and solutions.
Suggesting Duterte turn to more pressing issues like the economy, poverty, and human rights abuses. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
A furor has erupted over leaked documents showing that British officials are not requiring their U.S. counterparts to provide assurances that two alleged British jihadis loyal to the Islamic State group will not be executed if they are eventually put on trial in the United States. VOA's Steve Barragona has more.
The Daily Telegraph said Monday it had seen a letter from Home Secretary Sajid Javid to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions concerning two individuals who have been in custody since their capture in eastern Syria in January. The two men were allegedly part of a notorious cell of British jihadists known for their barbaric treatment of hostages. In 2014 and 2015, the group held more than 20 Western hostages in Syria and tortured many of them. It beheaded seven American, British, and Japanese journalists and aid workers and a group of Syrian soldiers, boasting of the butchery in grisly videos. The newspaper says Javid told Sessions that Britain would not seek assurances that the two would not be executed, which has caused controversy because Britain is a long-standing opponent of the death penalty. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Kurdish security forces killed gunmen who had stormed government buildings in the Kurdish city of Erbil on Monday in an attack suspected of being carried out by Islamic State group. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
Suspected Islamic State gunmen stormed the building in Erbil just before 8 a.m. Screaming Allahu Akbar, God is greatest. At least four gunmen armed with pistols, AK-47 rifles and hand grenades shot their way into the building. They asked the women to leave and kept the men inside. One government worker was killed and two policemen wounded.
That was Reuters reporter Emily Wither. A provincial official said gunmen opened fire on worshippers inside a mosque in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province, killing four people and wounding three others. The attack took place Sunday night in the Sukhrad district. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News. We'll be right back.